Now, I just want to comment on that last slide. You are restoring your self-respect. Remember when the prodigal son came home? The father welcomed his lost son. Oh, how he prayed for that boy. He waited for that boy. You know, God wants you. And you know, it says here, when you feel good about yourself, it shows in your relationship, in your job, in your walk with God. But most of all, it shows in your earthly family. Your earthly family knows. Everybody knows when you're walking right. If you are far away from God, turn your thoughts to God. Pray, forgive my debt, and begin your journey home. Do it again. When you pray, forgive us our debt, it must be followed with an outward change. An outward change has to take place in your life when you ask Him to forgive you. And finally, when you have forgiven us, we must be grateful. And one way we show that gratitude by forgiving others. Forgive our debts, focus on our past sins. You see, He says, we are so very sorry. But lead us not into temptation. Are we tempted all the time? The choices, 3 D's, decisions. See?
Determine your destiny.
There you go. Temptation gets us at a point of what our old nature wants. Our old nature wants to be fed all the time. I gotta have it, gotta have it. I ain't worried about this. I can do it. Nobody can know. Mom, Dad, never find out. My grandma never know. The mean people never know. Guess what? If God knows a hair on your head, do you think He knows? Do you have a reverential fear for Him?
Yeah.
Better remember. He knows everything about you. God expects you not to sin. Sanctify means you are set apart. To make you what? What, Edgar, Brother Edgar? To make you holy. Holy. And now look at this. I love this picture. You know you can fall, so you can ask God to lead you away from temptation. Now, you don't think those dogs. That cat. Can you imagine what that situation was like? That cat has a lot of nerves, all I gotta say. Let's say, be careful of the lies, but you see, we don't have time for that. Why? Because we don't fall. Trust your mouth, it says here. Trust your feet. Trust your eyes. Trust your mind. We'll look at these verses kind of pushing through because I feel the heat of Brother David and Brother Mark on them. Almost done, brother. Now, and lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory forever. Now look. Man is no match for Satan. We are no match for Satan. You think you're a match for Satan?
No.
But never underestimate the unmitigated hatred the devil, his demons have for things of God. You think Satan is glorified? He's happy we're having this meeting about prayer? You think he's happy about hearing what a menace he is? No. He would rather be somewhere else than that ball field down there where nobody has talking about him. But we are talking about him. Neither overestimate or underestimate the power and providence of our adversary. And we're going to time, but Satan is but an angel that God created. Remember that. Satan is a what? Counterpart to the archangel Michael. Satan is crafty and cunning. Satan has honed the craft of temptation. Satan, the tempter, will be thrown into the lake of fire burning. And here, if we read 1 Peter 5:8, does somebody read 1 Peter 5:8 for me? Come on. There you go. Who's got it? Come on. Sword drill. Somebody find it. Who's got it? Come on. You got it. Who's got this? Come on over here, bro. Come on up here. Bring that Bible up here. Hurry up. Got to move quick because Brother Dave, Brother Mark are on me. I feel the breath on my neck. Read it.
But vigilant watch your adversary. The devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. For my steadfast faith, knowing that the self-same sufferings are accomplished in your brotherhood, which is in the world.
He's a raving, roaring lion. Now, I got that picture of that lion there, but you know, if any of you were here for when we did the thing on Daniel not too long ago, did those lions bother Daniel?
No.
Why? Because who's sovereign over all men? Who honored the prayers of that man then? Who did? Who honored him? What man was Daniel? Daniel honored the Lord, and as a result, the mouth of the lion. Whereas you see, don't tell me Daniel didn't walk in that line then have a little fear. But he knew. He went in there knowing. And you know something? There's Job 1:12. One last verse. Read Job 1:12. Come on, Job. This guy, Job 1:12. One of the sisters. Come on, sister. What part of you got 1:12? Job. Job, Psalm. Who's that? Job 1:12. You got it? All right, here we go. Right here. Come on, we're all lined up, man. Hang on. There you go.
And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, and that he hath faith in thy power only upon himself, put not forth thine hand. And Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
Satan couldn't touch it. Couldn't touch Job without God's permission. And in lead us on temptation, we know that we have to put on the armor of God. You know? And finally, God is God in your life. And hopefully we are trying to push through. But you know, remember one thing, young people. Remember one thing. You have a God. I want you to listen to me now. You have a God who allowed his son, his only begotten son, Jesus, to come into this scene and to die, take on the sins of the world, and to die on the cross for us. For us. That's how much God loves us. Where is Jesus right now? He's in heaven. Where? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. And what is he doing for us right now? He's looking over us, and what else is he doing? Stevie, what else is he doing?
He is speaking to God on our behalf.
He's interceding. He's interceding for us. That's how much the Lord Jesus loves you and me. And you know what? All he wants us to do is talk to you. Live a life that is pleasing to him, honoring to him. If you're not praying, on a regular basis, and you're not putting him in his rightful place, and you're not living a life that you should be, now, get your life in order, and show him how much you love him. Talk to him about everything. Brother Mark, where is it? Brother David. Come back up here. Put that one song on one more time. We'll sing that one song.